Okay, we're into the second hour of our Zen Day. We're doing check-ins, and Allie was the first one to call in, so she's the first one that gets a chance to say what you did for the last hour.
Ooh, well, I did a lot of sweeping when I got to see the floor, and a lot of sweeping, and it's still not, that middle third is still not completed, but making progress. And the thing is, I can't wait till we get to the paper monster part of things next week.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of them are. So what I've been doing is just getting plastic bins and putting stuff in them so that it's off the floor at least and it's contained. So then I can work one container at a time once we get to the paper clutter part. So it's coming. I mean, it's not as empty as I'd like it to be, but I don't think it's going to be because there's a lot to do. But
yeah.
But I'm making progress, and in the next hour I'm going to continue. So I'll get that middle done, and then I'll continue with the last third.
Okay. Well, I love that you're picking up those papers and putting them in containers. That just helps contain the whole thing, the energy, because, yeah, it feels like you're closer to – it contains the chaos, I think, because, you know, okay, I got one bin. I'm going to go through that bin. So I think that's a super smart idea. I do that same thing myself when I'm working with paper. All right.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, Maureen, how about you? What did you work on for the past hour?
I was continuing to get some of the stuff up and away off the floor, and I was also at the same time, every time I came across or I remembered something that I had to bring with me to my little trip, I put it off into the corner that I have. So I've been sort of combining those two things.
Yeah. How do you feel about your progress?
Good. And, you know, I even was doing like little extra things like picking out the earrings I'm going to wear and things like that. So luckily I'm not, you know, putting everything off till like 3 o'clock in the morning the night before like I usually do.
Yeah. Awesome. That's great. That's great. All right. How about you, Wanda?
Well, I'm very proud of myself. I accomplished more than what I had really expected, but since I'm going to be an hour short today, I knew I had to work quickly, so I divided my time into 3 20-minute segments, and I allowed myself 20 minutes to work on this and 20 minutes that. So I've got my things unpacked from the previous trip and almost repacked for the new trip and clothes rearranged in my closet, and so I'm proud. I think I've
all
done.
Right.
I did
right.
Better than I expected. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good deal. And Mike, how about you?
I don't know if I'm gonna get kudos or get in trouble. But frankly, as soon as I hung up the phone, my next door neighbor's dog was barking a lot. So I walked outside to see what was going on and make sure it wasn't something dangerous that needed attention. And my heart just absolutely leapt out of my chest when I realized how incredibly beautiful it was outside.
Mm.
And I could not make myself walk back in the house. But what I did do is that I went all around my whole yard. I picked up all the limbs and branches and things that have been laying around, and I've made two piles of branches that I've tied up, you know, and then a third pile that's in a trash bag. And so I really was working the whole time.
Yeah.
I was doing things that needed to be done, but it absolutely was not what I committed that I was going to be doing.
Well, you know what? I think you made absolutely the right choice. Because, you know, we make a plan and then, you know, something comes up. It really does. And the beautiful day, I think you made a good choice walking outside and saying, oh, man, it's so beautiful. What can I do? Because you still kept the energy of I'm going to get something done. You didn't sit down and drink a beer. You actually, you know, kept the energy going. And maybe sitting down drinking a beer wouldn't be a bad thing either. But you, you know, you took that energy of, okay, what can I do out here to make some progress. And I would say, let's give Mike some woo-hoos.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo!
That's a good choice, Mike. You know why? Because it's a gorgeous day out.
Yes.
And you made, I think you made the best of it. So good for you. Good on you.
Good on you. I think so, too. And, you know, because the outside is important, too. And, you know, you might even, you know, think, okay, in the next hour, is there some other stuff I can do to beautify and spiff up my outside and then, you know, make that part of your job. And as long as it's beautiful outside, you know, pick on that. Because our outsides are incredibly important to us as well. And, you know, speaking of jumping ship and changing plans, I said that I was going to do my corner cabinet. And I was glad for the call, too, because I really didn't want to do that cabinet because it means I'm going to have to make some tough decisions. So I put everything out on the counter and wiped it off. And then the phone rang, and I thought, oh, good, the phone rang. Who is this that wants to talk to me and divert me? So anyway, so for the next hour, I'm going to be I did clear out, you know, a variety of those kind of things, but I'm not even close to being done with it. So in my next hour, I'm just going to complete that project and, you know, figure out how to put stuff back in there and make it an easier process. So that I got sidetracked, too, by a phone call, which, of course, you know, that happens. So that's what I'm going to do for the next hour. And I got my back door open so I can at least enjoy some of the weather coming in there. And, Allie, what about you? What are you going to do for the next hour? You're going to keep working for that middle third?
I'm going to finish the middle third by stacking the boxes one on top of each other. So there's this one tower of them. I mean, I've got about 4 or 5 bins that, you know, really need to go through. And then in the final third of my office there is I took apart all this wrapping paper and stuff. And I have a wedding to go to and gifts to wrap. And I started to dig through that, and I just started digging and didn't complete anything with it and just left this big mess there. So I'm going to put those bins back together and organize them neatly and get that stuff off the floor. And then hopefully I can vacuum after that.
Awesome.
And that's my plan.
Awesome. Okay. Good deal. And Maureen, what are you going to work on for the next hour?
I'm pretty much going to just continue, you know, what I've been doing because, you know, it's not, there's enough that I'm not going to be able to, complete it within the hour, so I have to just continue what I was doing.
And you were picking stuff up off the floor.
Right, and gathering things for my trip, right.
And gathering things for the trip. Okay, great. Get some more feel-good energy going there.
Uh-huh.
And how about you, Wanda?
I will also continue in my bedroom and complete my packing for my trip and hopefully get my bedroom back to where it should be.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, where you want it to be, maybe the should kind of have a little ickiness to it.
That's a better terminology.
Yeah, where you want it to be. Okay, cool. And Mike, how about you? What are you going to work on for the next hour?
I'm going to be very honest. I'm going to take at least 10 minutes to have lunch.
Well, yeah.
I'm starting to get the shakes a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar related, not alcohol. So I'm going to have a little bite, and I believe I really am going to. I'm going to make a point of getting back to the bedroom to finish the clearing that I have to do there, and then also work on the computer room.
Maybe you could sit outside for your 10 minutes while you eat your lunch.
My golly, that puts a smile on my face. I believe I
will. All right. That's what I'm going to do. I remembered when you said that. Oh, yeah, I haven't eaten either. So I have something sitting out that I'm going to warm up. So I'm going to warm it up, sit out on my deck, and then go back and work on my counter, on my corner cabinet. So we've got about a little over 45 minutes to go. Did anybody else chime in that I missed? All right. Well, let's give each other a woo-hoo for the great work we've done and the great work we're going to keep doing.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! All right. Well, we'll call back in about 45 minutes. Until then, have fun.
Goodbye.